My name is Kira Kupak, and I'm calling from, or involved in the call from Texas, and I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's about accountability. As team members, is there a way for us to track the accounting of the income that's generated from a project? And the second question I have is, who will actually then cut the checks to the individual team members? Where will those checks be generated from?
Well, again, it's similar to an earlier question, but you do have a different twist on it. The accountability, basically, my view is that a team should be fairly open accountability so that, you know, if you're on a team, you should know essentially what's being done and kind of what the percentages are or the contributions are of everybody that's on the team. But there may be times when a team leader feels like some of that needs to be some of the detail of that needs to be held back. So we'll kind of have to do that on an ad hoc basis. But essentially, you'll get a kind of a report that shows you, here's how much you did, here's how much it's valued at in terms of the current project. And then when the project starts making money, you'll get a check, like a royalty check or a distribution, depending on how it's set up. And we're going to just have an accounting firm do that, so that, because neither of us wants to sit here and do that. But if a project becomes an actual company, which some of these probably will, then that company would have its own accounting person and so on, or its own accounting services. And at that point, you know, once this is an incubator, so we're only going to take you so far. I mean, once a project becomes an actual real company, it's got its own CEO, maybe it's even raising its own money, it's out there in the market, it's performing. I mean, at that point, we're here as advisors and as friends, but really that company's on its own to go out there and do what it can. Of course, we're always here to provide resources, help recruit more team members, but essentially at that point, it becomes its own entity, and so the team that created it would basically decide those things, and we'd be part of helping set that up, but that'd be a little bit more down the road, I would say, on some of these. But some of them definitely have that capability. So in that case, of course, then you're just part of a company. You'd have shares or whatever was decided to be done as far as how to distribute. That answer your question?
I kind of think I was kind of tracking in a little different direction. I was wondering how we would account for income that would be produced from the product or the service itself.
You mean how it would show up, like, on your taxes?
Well, no. Maybe I'm tracking on the wrong way. I'm trying to figure out the difference between, I know you're talking about the accounting of our time, which is one thing, but I'm talking about the actual income generated from the product or service that project is creating.
Right. Yeah, no, you'd get... So in the early days, there won't be any income, and you just would be seeing the accounting of everyone's effort. But once it becomes a revenue-generated item, then you'd be able to get the accounting of the revenue, expenses, and distributions.
Okay.
And those would be roughly proportional to the contributions that the people made in creating it.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as your taxes, it's just going to look like regular income.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
Is this primarily going to be the internet information selling type of things?
Some of them will be, and in fact... We would prefer to do internet things, but there will be actual physical products that are developed. The reason that we head toward the internet is so much easier. But there's no reason why if there were a group that really wanted to be a real estate development group or a real estate investment group or flip houses or any other kind of project like that, if somebody had a great idea for putting together a project, it's not limited to the internet. It's just that that's the easiest way to start is with an internet-based business because the startup costs are so minimal. there will always be people who know how to set up a website or a simple website or something like that. And Tim and I both are so familiar with the sales process and the search engine optimization and marketing and everything having to do with the internet. But we're not going to exclude any project that's not internet based. But I will say the first couple of them that we have in mind are more internet based projects. Okay, Tim.
Let me add a little thing too. Some things can start on the internet and then become more real world as they go. So let's say we created some type of an online store and it became very successful online. There's always the possibility of bringing it the next step into a bricks and mortar type of business. And the other thing too is when we say internet, we're not just talking about creating info products and internet marketing. We're also talking about creating things that are sort of web services, things that companies use to run their business and they pay every month. So for an example, that would be like a hosting company or a online backup storage company. So there's companies where you pay them to let you back up your data securely online and they keep a copy for you. So if your building burns down, you don't lose all your data. And that's pretty big money, and that's an example of a service. And so each company that's using that may be paying thousands of dollars a month for the use of that service. So those are other really good ways of making money on the internet. And even things like real estate have an internet corollary where business can be started on the internet and then become real. For example, people buy and sell houses on eBay. So I don't want you to feel like it's just going to be pigeonholed to the internet, but it is true that for what we want to do right now to start up quickly with you, some more internet-oriented things are going to get priority. But we do have some ideas for some energy businesses and all kinds of things that we've looked into quite a bit. So.
And we also have been invited to be on teams for other businesses that we feel like there's a possibility we could pull in people who are interested as part of our team to be on their team. So there's just a lot of different opportunities out there.
Well, all of this sounds so very exciting to me.
Well, good. I'm glad you're excited. Bear with us.
Yeah, like I said, don't quit your job today.
No, don't quit your job. This is an experiment that we think has a very good possibility of being very successful and exciting and motivating and being a lot of fun, as well as putting some money in our pockets. So,
and we hope to do some things that'll give you some time to meet each other and, you know, maybe have a retreat or a conference where a lot of you guys could come and meet. And certainly teams that have worked together for a while, and especially the ones that became successful, you know, a team may choose to take part of their profit and all go on a cruise or all
Ooh.
Go camping together. So, you know, as things begin to make money, there's lots of things that can be done to make a team even better. And the other thing, too, is once some of these have made money or have good revenue streams, then we can start looking at projects that have a upfront capital cost to get into them. In other words, we can start going into some bigger markets together. So we kind of like to just have a group of friends that are entrepreneurial and open-minded and love to try exciting things. And, you know, we'll all just try to work together and help each other and just see what God does.
Well, you know, this is really exciting, and I've been praying, you know, with my husband being disabled, just how to start from the bottom and just slowly work up. And this just sounds good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope that it does that for you. I mean, obviously we can't guarantee anything, but I mean, as far as this is probably one of the best places for that to happen. Well, it sounds like we've covered everything, and it's kind of getting late now. So,
actually, I have
Ellen, do you have any? Is there someone? Is that somebody?
Yes. Yes, Core Phil.
Okay, let's take one more. Go ahead.
I want to go back to the lady who was asking about accountability. Typically, I'm, you know, there's the employee relationship where things are taken out of, you know, taxes, things like that. this is a fluid business, and I know that's not going to be the direction you're going, but I think possibly she was asking about whether, you know, in terms of working as subcontractors and getting 1099s, or if we're going to be totally self-employed where we have to, you know, file and zoning and things like that. I think that maybe was where she was going. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Could you maybe explain that a little bit better if we're going to consider subcontractors?
Yeah, and to some extent that's a little bit hard to predict. I mean, essentially, until one of these makes some money, then the accounting is nothing more than just tracking what everybody did. Once one of them starts to make some money, now there's actual, say, tax consequences and things like that. And so I don't believe that every team will be structured the same way. And so basically when we come to the point where a project starts making money, what I would like to do is actually, you know, get a tax guy on and maybe one of the lawyers on the call, and then just let the team discuss with them the various options of how they can handle that and let them pick what they want to do. But, you know, one real easy way is to give people royalty, you know, kind of 1099 royalty on what they made. But yeah, there's flexibility with that. And, you know, neither of us is a tax professional, so we have to have somebody work with the team to determine the best way to handle that.
I just have a little more input. This is Donna Sweet. Now, my husband is, he does taxes for folks, mostly for friends and family right now, and he's going to be taking some tax courses. So this might be even something, you know, that he can
help with.
join in on in the future.
Yeah.
So
that's, you know, if there's people that are lawyers or tax professionals, you know, those are people we can use.
Well, and I noticed in the sign-up there's several people who are accountants, so they will certainly, there'll certainly be a place for them in this whole process.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm kind of thinking, I mean, the only analogy I can really think of is like a family business where different members do different things, and then they all share in the profits of the business and everything the business provides for them. And that's kind of the concept, is create a group of people who want to work together in that way. So I'm not expecting you to become family, but we do want teams of people who want to look at it that way. We're all working together to create something, and everybody has a contribution they can make. And out of the pool, I'm expecting God to send accountants, lawyers, whatever we need will probably just come our way. So I don't really have to think through all of that at this very moment. I only have to face that if I get to a point in a project where there's a certain skill that's needed and we just don't have it on the team. In that case, we'll probably have to outsource. But right now, there's a pretty good cross-section of skills and interest and people that want to be a part of it. So we're just going to try and take it from there.
And thanks for all of you for being willing to join us in this experiment. I think it's going to be fun, at least.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I told you guys that the call would be about an hour and a half, and we were just over that mark. So I want to really thank you for joining us on the call. And I think the next step is any of you who haven't sent in your information about what your skills are, what you'd like to be a part of, if you'll go ahead and send that to me, you can send it to bizincubator@hotmail.com. That's your first step. The second step is you might want to go back and listen. I'll have this call posted probably tomorrow. I'll send you an email. You might want to go back through and listen to it, see if you have more questions, see if there's something that sparks an interest. And then in the next week or so, as we collate all the people who have sent us information, we'll start trying to structure teams and send out ideas to you. So that's where it's going to go from here. And thanks so much. I really just am expecting God to bless this incredibly, and we'll have a lot of fun doing it too. So thank you so much, and have a great evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds
bye.
Good. God bless you both.